Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For a moment. Why was Danny so angry this past week, you ask? Well, it's because he had to get a double confirmation to get into his email by way of a step where he had to have a code texted to his cell phone so that he could then punch in the code so he could log on to his work email. This takes no more than 7 seconds. It immediately goes to your cell phone. Before you can pull up your inbox, it's there. You punch the code in and you get onto your email. And the reason we do that is for security. And as part of that rant, Danny, if you remember going back, you referenced how easy it is to get onto your Gmail and how much you love your Gmail because all you have to do is log in or it's already logged in on your computer. You never have a second account that needs to be looked into. You never have a second password you have to use. There's no code that gets sent to your phone. This happened on the show on what day, Brendan, this segment? This very famous, I'll call it a rant, but more than that, it was just an angry diatribe. What day was that?
Was that on Monday or was it last week?
Do you know,
all
Danny?
The days have kind of melded together.
No, I'm not sure, but I will say that I object to this entire categorization.
Okay.
Because you have incorrectly, you've incorrectly said what my issue is.
Okay, we'll get there. Hold on.
But this is all fun. What day was
this rant?
I actually don't remember. Was it this week?
I think it was Monday.
Maybe Monday.
Okay. On Tuesday of this week, Danny had his Gmail account hacked.
It turned out it did not, by the way. But keep going. This is good.
Danny got no fewer than 300 emails at the same time just flying into his inbox from various websites where he had been signed up for things. Please click on this. Please tell us what you just signed up for on MLB.com. Why did you purchase this? To the point where, Dar, how much time did you spend during our show on Monday helping Danny with this email crisis where his Gmail account had been hacked?
I spent the final hour of the show in between breaks helping Danny.
So the breaks are 4 minutes long, so 16 real-life minutes.
Right, but you were plugged in even during the show. Like many times I look over at you like as if I'm about to stop talking, you're going to start talking, and you're staring at your computer.
And it was crazy.
And you were clearly distracted by whatever's going on, and I didn't know at that time what it was. It was a very serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
You're worried, is my identity being stolen? Is money being taken from me? All these things. What actually happened was your Gmail account somehow got hacked. And basically, somehow you got spammed by hundreds and hundreds of emails that are still coming into your spam folder, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The timing is incredible, though, Danny, because this was not 2 days after you screamed about our email as a company and said how much better Gmail was because you didn't need all these safety precautions. And then, lo and behold, within 2 days, your Gmail is hacked.
So you said a lot of things. Some mm-hmm. of them are correct, that my name is Danny. So that we've got that established.
Okay.
My Gmail wasn't hacked. We figured it out. I was a victim of what's called a spam bomb, which can happen to anybody. And it happened to me. And so what happened was I had an inconvenience that lasted 3 hours instead of the permanent inconvenience that is all of our systems here that don't work functionally.
I'm sure you're not still every single couple of hours looking at your accounts to make sure everything's okay and the inconvenience is just gone.
No, I am doing that because I want to make sure I'm vigilant and there's no problem there. I would also ask you how much have you been paid for bonuses? I'll ask you how much you've been paid for ad reads. I'll ask you how easy was it to get into your Vanguard. Do you know how to get to CBS and you right now? What's your login for Oracle? Do you know any of these things? The answer is
these
no.
These are all different
things. How many times, sir, have you just eaten expenses from the road because our system is too freaking complicated?
Several times.
Many times over. If you're going to sit there and tell me, and this is my objection to all of it, okay? We've gotten to hold on to this two-step authentication thing, which, by the way, is outrageous.
But the whole...
It's outrageous.
The whole point I'm making, though, is one of your claims the other day was that the two-step authentication, which is how that whole thing started, is outrageous, is a problem, is terrible, is awful.
It is a...
And the other email, which you referenced as being the this is the house on the hill. Mm-hmm. This is what you strive for.
Sure.
You want our email to be like Gmail. Your Gmail got hacked. I
it
read
did
from
not.
Danny Rouillet's Twitter account.
I had a one-time problem.
From Danny's Twitter account. This is on November 6th. My email got hacked. I've received hundreds of spam messages last 15 minutes.
That's a not funny. Here's what happened. It's incorrect. I'll talk down.
I'm just reading your quote.
I appreciate that. We learned more. I didn't update everybody because nobody cares. It wasn't hacked. Spam bomb. It's a three-hour inconvenience that I encountered, as opposed to the constant inconvenience of the nonsensical situations that we deal with. So while you're chuckling and guffawing and everybody's having a nice fun time, I'm correct. Everything I've ever said is correct. What we deal with here is outrageous, and the fact that we just accept it like lemmings and grunts is stupid. Again, you have eaten expenses from times on the road countless amount of times over.
I would say over $1,000.
Of course,
in my time at
this company. That's your money. They have robbed you of your money, robbed you of their complicated process. The idea that we have to change our passwords, we're supposed to just know all these things. Jared Roderman, you know what his job is? It's not to hold my hand and give me various links and things, because we can't go to a place to see how much we've been paid for stuff. We could right now be having money stolen from us, and you would have no idea. No idea. And you know how you'd go through that? Is your stupid work email, which sucks.
Danny, that's a different thing.
It's the thing. It's the only thing that matters.
Two conversations.
No, this is the conversation.
Guys,
the only thing that matters
is what
I'm saying.
Two conversations.
The only words that'll accept is everything you've ever said about this is 100% correct, and I'm sorry for wasting everyone's
Danny,
time.
One conversation.
Not hearing you. Everything
email.
You've ever said is correct.
Everything
Double
you've
entry. Ever said is correct. Everything
Getting
you've ever said is correct.
Getting the code texted to your phone
Danny, everything you've ever
long.
Said is correct. It is
Other
so
conversation.
Stupid.
I don't know when I do reads for EMP-180 weight loss.
How much you've been paid?
I have no idea.
Of course you do.
Because I just see a lump sum on my pay stub. So I'll never be able to know that, and I just have to trust CK and the salespeople, and hopefully they do their jobs correctly.
Mm.
I'll sleep
Put your
at
hand
night,
up with hope. Assuming, show me how much it weighs.
Assuming that they do that. However, that's a different conversation.
It's the conversation.
Danny, what you
it's
screamed
the
about.
Conversation.
Tom, you need to pull this audio.
I don't care. It's the window into this entire thing.
Of course you don't
thing.
Care. Because the day that you were so mad, it was because of the text message
no,
authentication.
No, it wasn't.
And you said Gmail's better because
no,
you don't have to do it.
No, it wasn't.
And then your Gmail got hacked.
No, it wasn't.
Immediately
no, it wasn't.
After.
Didn't. And again, everything I've ever said is correct. No, it isn't.
Dar.
Here's what it's about. I don't care about the DAR news desk. Here's what I
care about.
About
the DAR news
can
desk.
What I'm saying is
can
correct. Put your
in?
Hand down for
no,
one
no, no,
second.
No.
I'm going to explain it one more time because Mr. My Pineapple Chicken and he and his two restaurants needs to understand something. I was doing the same stupid Vanguard thing that led you to a conversation where you were dick to a guy on the phone before the show yesterday because you couldn't figure it out because no one could figure it out. I have the same Vanguard link where I'm trying to figure out how much money do I have right now in my retirement account? Could you find that out? Do you have any idea before you went through that nonsense yesterday?
No, that was a couple-hour process.
Nobody knows. That is what I was frustrated by. All I was trying to do is say, hey, if I die on the way home from a heart attack or being red-faced or frothing at the mouth, who gets my money? Right now, I have nobody that would get my money. I'd like to name my wife as the beneficiary and my son, please. Could I simply do that? The answer is no. And it all started through that. In order to get onto my stupid email from a computer that I use for work every day, I've got to be texted every single time I'd like to log in, no matter how many times I log in from this stupid computer. It is symptomatic of the fact that these complicated, stupid, nonsensical systems that are not built to help people, that are built to purposely put up barriers and walls so that we cannot access how much money we have. You have no idea what's in your retirement account, what you've been paid or what you haven't been paid. People could just be counting your money right now and wiping their bums with it. You have no earthly
are.
Idea. You're telling me that's fine. What I'm telling you is it is not fine.
Listen.
Everything you've said is correct. I accept that.
Danny,
whenever you're ready. Everything you've said is correct.
Hold on. I'm going
to
say
that. Let me know
when
you're ready.
Listen, I'm going to say
everything you've ever said about this is correct, and
Danny,
I'm so sorry.
Everything you're saying about Vanguard and some of the
systems
with the money and the things
the entire thing
is correct. You and your email philosophy, that texting
nope.
you so that you can get into your work
is
email
symptomatic
is a problem because it takes 5 seconds, and somehow Gmail's plan is better, that you're incorrect about.
100% right. 3-hour inconvenience versus the entire time
I'd like to
I've
go to the
UMSO
news desk for the final word.
I just want to say Danny is correct about getting text messages. They're annoying. It's so easy to do it another way, and he just refuses to listen
I
to me
refuse.
About it.
I don't refuse. I don't refuse to
yeah,
do that.
The other way, by the way, is very simple. It's what you do for everything, which is, hey, what high school did you go to? And you type it in, and
then
you're in.
Oh, you put the peer in the wrong place. Or there's a sky comma
on Google Chrome, and I can do that for you.
Let's do it. I'll do it in 5 seconds.
Okay.
Here is the point that I'm making.
Sounds great.
Everything I've ever said is correct. Grant is sorry. Brendan's sorry. Thom's not, because Thom knows. Thom knows what he did and why he did it. Everything I've ever said about this is right. I proved my case during your little nonsense as you're grinning
you
and you think it's so funny.
You your case. You just said angry words.
How much money have you been paid for any reads this year? Do you have any clue?
I don't know, but that has nothing to do with the email problem.
It's the emblematic. It's the symptom. It's the only thing you can see. So inside, you're like, hey, my stupid foot hurts. Why does it hurt? You have no idea why it hurts. I'd like to get down to the root cause.
Right now.
I'd like to get down to the root cause. You don't care about the root cause. The fact that your foot hurts, We can argue about that all the time.
Yeah.
Why does it hurt? I want to know why it hurts, because it's a symptom of the entire thing that is cancerous and wrong with this institution where you and I happen to come into work every day.
Did you click on a cat virus? Is
no.
that how your
but
Gmail
our IT
got
guy
hacked?
Did.
You
the IT so guy did.
Remember right when now. Danny got mad because Trimmer got a virus? Well, now Danny got a virus, and he clicked on a cat virus.
I didn't click on anything. I was a victim of a spam bomb. It happens to people.
Maybe Trimmer was as well, and you accused him of clicking on a cat virus.
Well, the IT guy that's supposed to be trained in this, if I went in here, didn't speak, and just did fart noises into the microphone, that's the equivalent. If I spent 4 hours going, because he's a boom. Listen to that sound. That's the equivalent of a person whose profession it is, whose very job is to keep us safe. He's supposed to be on that wall monitoring these things, and we had to make changes because of him.
Pete's going to be very upset. He doesn't like when we get to our noon update late. He's going to drop a, I'm Pete Medhurst, and it's 12:04.
Sorry, Pete.
Because we're going to be late. Grant and Danny on the fan.
Guys, Danny Ruggier here for Ted Britt Ford. I'm a big Ted Britt Ford fan. I like them. They don't treat me the way that I'm treated in other places. They treat me very well. And I'll treat you the same. It's not because I'm some big silly that doesn't know how much money he's been paid or can't access any of his accounts. No, at Ted Britt Ford, you can log on and pay your bill very easily. Go see him. Great November offers. 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 cash on the 2017 Ford Fusion. Focus, Mustang, Taurus, Escape, Flex, Explorer, Expedition, F-150, the best. Some of the best cars and trucks on the road, they can be yours. It's now's the time. The deals are there. I love it. You want a lease? Get yourself a little lease action. How about a Ford Explorer? Just $275 a month for 36 months. Ooh, is that good? Ford Escape? Just $225 a month for a 36-month lease. And when you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get a little something called Ted Britt for Life. That, my friends, is lifetime vehicle coverage. New, pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles, you get powertrain coverage. It's big stuff. Engine, transmission, transfer case, drive axle, little stuff. Like, they'll replace your battery once every few years. Great customer service program, the complimentary service loaner program, rather, is the best in the industry. You got to go see my guys at Ted Britt Ford in Fairfax or Chantilly. And when you do, tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.